This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
OMG surprise! Were you surprised to see Out on the Lanai in your podcast feed? A new episode pop up? I know, it's surprising. So we did an Instagram Live, Carrie and I thought it would be a fantastic idea to surprise everyone with a little podcast episode of what we chatted on the Instagram Live. Now, keep in mind that the audio isn't as great as what it would be if Carrie and I were in the same room. But because we're releasing this at the end of March in 2020, we're living through the corona apocalypse. So we have to do with the best with what we have, exactly as the girls would do. You can also watch the video of this chat. It's uploaded on our Facebook page. And of course, follow Carrie and I on all the socials. You guys know all of the socials. And even though we're not doing, you know, weekly episodes like we used to, we're still sneaking back here and there, and maybe there'll just be more of this coming up in the future. Who knows? So if you're listening to this while we're all forced into a quarantine, be safe, keep your social distance, you know, be there for each other, just as the Golden Girls fan community always is. And we hope you enjoy this episode. And remember, as always, stay golden!
To say what I feel, Miami has so much appeal. A great place to get a seafood meal. Miami. Miami, Miami, you've got style.
Did we do it?
Are you clean?
I'm clean. Are you clean?
Are you back? No. Stay social distance. I need 6 feet away from you.
I can't even hear you over the Golden Girls theme song.
Well, because everyone's joining, so we gotta have some more of it. Everyone have a dance party for a second.
Dance party, guys. Dance in your homes.
Dance in your homes, 6 feet away from anybody else. I gotta pause it before YouTube plays something else. Hi!
Hi!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
Yay,
great.
Gwen's dancing! Anthologies dancing! Water yes. Thompson's here! Hi, Maya!
Hi. Oh, I'm not even seeing anyone. I can't see. I always get way too distracted by people like joining below, so I always have to like look away from it. I apologize to everybody. I just can't. It's very distracting. I'm easily distracted.
I'll try to write that. I'll try to jump in and look down below at comments and integrate. And that's the host in me.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I have my girls' prayer candles.
Oh,
that
yeah?
Sam got for me on our first Valentine's Day, and I've still never burned them. I know you burn yours.
Yeah, I burn mine.
I've never burned them, but I have them here. They're very precious. It's cold for LA right now, so I'm wearing my May All Your Christmases Be White sweater because I wanted to. But it's chilly here. It's like a solid 55.
I wouldn't know, Carrie, because I haven't been outside.
Well, I take our dog for a walk.
Are you social distancing?
If we see a neighbor or anybody in the street, we cross, we stay 6 feet away.
You know,
wow,
I have that too.
In Dublin, the door's autumn. Wow, 1 a.m.
Oh, hi. Thank you for joining us from Dublin. Oh my God, Dublin. I can't. I just imagine like World War Z images across the world right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like dead cities, like quietness, like zombies out there. I hope it's not like that.
Hi, baby.
Hi. I have a surprise to show as well.
Hi, Demir. This is going to be me the whole time. You're going to want to have our conversation. Yeah. I'm just going to be screaming at people on the phone.
Just DM Carrie. It's fine. Just DM Carrie. Say hello. I'll say hello to them, DM. I will. Just, you know, but I have a surprise, though, to show before we get any further. And before we get into questions or anything, I want to do some shout outs. I want to do some love. I want to do, actually, before I even show the surprise, I do feel like maybe there's one video that we should show, just because it is like out on the lanai and we have to like, you know, we're remembering good times, et cetera, et cetera. Hold on, I'm getting the video. I have to look for it. There we go. Can you all hear it?
No.
I think they can. We can't.
Oh, we can't. Can you guys hear this video?
Just gives us a thumbs up if you can.
Miami.
It's nobody okay. can hear it. We gotta do it.
That's fine. You don't need to hear it right now. Okay, so I have a surprise that I got in the mail today.
Do you and I have the same surprise?
Did you get it in the mail today too?
I got a surprise in the mail today or yesterday.
Okay, it's probably the same surprise then.
Maybe it's the same surprise. I don't know.
Are we showing it at the same time?
Maybe. I haven't opened Vine yet.
I like that you have a mirror behind you so that I can see everything you're doing.
Oh gosh. I'm in our guest bedroom.
It's the best place
for light at this time of day.
Well, I mean, humble brag at our age to have a guest bedroom, let's be real. let's show the surprise on the count of three.
Hi, Judy Garland. Okay.
Two, three.
Oh, yours is framed. I don't have a frame for mine yet.
Mine didn't come framed. I framed this. But guys, this is the image that Kevin Kline, the artist, you know, I can actually show a better picture of it. Hold on.
This is mine. I just haven't opened it yet.
One second. I got to find. Sorry, I'm not like organized. Well, that's a bad image. But there's a picture of Kevin.
Tilt your heads.
Yeah, just tilt your head. There's better. Anyway, that's Kevin Kline. Kevin Kline is the artist, you guys. And he is incredible. And you should definitely check out that poster because it's so good.
Yes. And you can, I know they were sold out. Maybe they're back in stock. It was available on Kevin's Etsy page. Yeah. We'll post a link to it afterwards if you guys already have it. But Kevin Kline, he does. Hey, there he is. KevCo76. Hey, Kevin.
Kevin, thank you. Kevin.
It is a Where's Waldo of
it
Golden
truly
Girls
is.
Okay, there are our girls are in it. Miles is in it.
I love that Blanche is in the actor episode where her boobs are really, really big because Blanche's boobs are really that big, and I love that feature. I love Frida Claxton. Frida Claxton, yo! I can't. Okay, it's just so good. As soon as I got it, I framed it. The frame doesn't quite fit the poster, so I have to find a new frame, but I had to protect it with an actual frame.
Mine is also gorgeous.
Yes.
When I open it, it will be.
It is gorgeous.
Here. Daisy, the Girl Scout, is in it. Thanks for asking.
Oh my God, everybody is in this. It's insane. Even the clown from the birthday episode.
Ain't it busty? I mean, sorry, I'm just reading the comments. Everybody's quoting.
Literally, even the prostitutes from the jail are in it.
Ugh.
I can't.
I didn't mean to ruffle your feathers. I'm not good at those voices.
Kevin, kudos. Wait, no, I'll do a Valerie Cherish. Hats off. Hats off. I can't. It's so good. It's just way.
Hello.
So, Carrie, how are you? This is such a fun thing. We should do this more often.
We should. I know. We were like, you know what? We're all self-quarantining right now, a lot of us. And I think we just decided that, I mean, I feel like a common thing in the podcast that you and I talked about was how the girls would always get us through tough times, right? Like the girls and sort of the comfort and the love of the show is what was always so great for us to help us get through things and where we really connected with a lot of other Golden Girls fans. So you had this great idea to do this.
Yeah, because I saw, like, you know, all my friends, like, on the people I follow on Instagram are, like, amazing Golden Girls fans, but then also, like, drag queens and comedians. And so they just like to talk all the time. And so everyone's doing a live feed. And I was like, oh, this is a great idea for us to maybe, like, get on. And because people ask us, like, we were just texting before this, like, every single screening I go to, not anymore, well, not for a while, but for the movie, was people asking, like, when are we going to do another episode? When are we going to do more with Adam Lanai? When are we going to do more with Golden Girls? So many Golden Girls questions, which I love. And that's so sweet. And it's so nice. And so I think this is a good way to kind of get people together.
Yeah. And you and I mean, I know we've said that we live further away from each other now than we used to. We didn't have to leave home to do this.
I know. Isn't that amazing? And I think it's so funny because we, like, when we started the podcast, what year was it? 2014? Yeah.
I think so. Oh, do you have a photo from our very first episode?
I do.
Memories.
Hold on. Let me pull that up. Oh, Gabby's kind of blocked out by my head, I think. But there you go, guys.
Oh, look how short my hair was.
I know. We were all so young and
we were
thin,
babies.
Beautiful. Oh, wow.
Hi, Kizzy Caspi. Thank you for being here.
Hi. So yeah, when we started, like, there was really, to my knowledge, only one recap podcast out there. It was the Saved by the Bell one, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, April Richardson.
And yeah, which was a great podcast. And then we made our recap podcast even better. And now everyone has a recap podcast. Literally everybody does a recap podcast. I'm not going to claim credit, but I'm going to claim credit.
Sounds like you're claiming credit.
We did something. We started a trend, and we're not getting the residuals, clearly, because, well, you're in a guest room. I'm in my living room. But, like, we are not getting residuals from that. We should. But, no, we did something really great, and we have these fans from all over the years, and it's really, really great.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
Hey, Shepsy. Oh, miss you, too. Hey, Mike Dennison. Yay!
Yeah, that's actually one thing I do want to point out. I wanted to point out Mike Dennison's great, great artwork, guys, from Be A Day. You guys should go check out Mike. Mike's a big friend of the podcast. Another one is Greg. He does the Golden Girls. I did these pictures are getting cut off because they're not whatever they're half. But he does the Golden Girls art. He also did this image of Sadie. He did that image, and he's done a lot of other great, great. Yeah, and this is Mike Dennison's work, guys, from Be A Day, one of them. I had to show Freddy Krueger because I love Freddy Krueger. So go follow these people because these are Golden Girls fans. These are Golden Girls, like, mega fans. And they're doing great work and they're creating great art. And, like, Carrie and I are not, well, at least I will say I'm not artistic. I can't do anything like that. And so, like, have these amazing artists who are creating awesome Golden Girls stuff. You guys should go buy their stuff. Buy Kevin Klein's poster. Go buy a thing from Be A Day, from Greg, from everything. Because there's so many great artists out there doing some great Golden Girls work. But we encourage you.
I remember Lizzo on the pod before Lizzo was Lizzo.
That's right.
That's true. Lizzo was the guest on the podcast.
Can I explain how that came about? Because I get that question a lot about, like, Lizzo was on your podcast? So I was at a party, and Lizzo was there, and I didn't. What'd you say?
I said humble brag.
I mean, but she wasn't Lizzo then. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't.
No, you went to a party.
I went to a party, which is rare for me because I don't leave the home very much. But Shady Pines, I'm always in Shady. Actually, I'm always in Sadie Pines.
Ew.
But we were at a party. We got really, really drunk, and just really kind of hit it off. And then I was like, what are you doing tomorrow morning? I'm recording this Golden Girls podcast. You're a Golden Girls fan. And then boom, the next morning she was 30 minutes late, but she showed up and
she
was hungover and she was a great guest. So yeah.
She was a great guest. I recommend going back and listening to that episode.
It's a good one. I forget what the episode was. What was the episode we covered? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember, but.
I don't remember.
So, okay. Getting to Golden Girls news. One thing that I did want to talk about that we didn't text about beforehand, but I feel like is appropriate for us to talk about, is the Golden Girls cruise.
Oh, the cruise. I'm sorry. I'm looking up the Lizzo episode. Season 4, episode 21.
Which one was that?
Sophia's Choice. Oh, we had Lizzo on for a dark one.
Yeah, we weren't always very good about aligning guests with the episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's amazing.
I love it. I love
hey,
it.
Listen, no, but we're the Golden Girls crew. Sophia's Choice.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Hi, Jessica. I'm just saying hi to people. Sorry. I'm going to be...
The Golden Girls cruise. So many people, I mean, I'm sure you got this in your DMs too. So many people asked us if we were going on that cruise. And I think that we have a group text that Carrie and I, and then Alaska and Elliot, the VIP guests. And we I think collectively we're all like, we love the idea of a Golden Girls cruise. We love the idea of Golden Girls fans coming together, but the idea of a cruise is gross to me. Like it is just like spray everything with Lysol. Gross. And
I saw my fear.
What?
Sorry, I was saying hi to somebody.
See?
Sorry.
This is why I can't look. I'm sorry, everyone.
It's okay. Sorry, look. You finished your story.
But everyone was texting me about, like, are you on the cruise? Are you on the cruise? Are you going to the cruise? And I'm like, no, guys. Also, there's this virus that's spreading the world right now, and you're on a cruise. It was literally going on during... I was so scared for our Golden Girls brethren and sisters.
Yeah.
I was very, same, very scared. Because, like, that, like, yeah, exactly. I'm reading one now, Anthologies. Yes, it gave me so much anxiety, the idea of, you know, Golden Girls people are the most important people in the world, and they were all on a boat at the same time.
I know.
And also, like, Stan Zimmerman was on it.
Frank Caro
was on it.
Okay.
They're all good. I've texted. But the Golden Girls, there's a Golden Girls NYC. It's like a drag live show. Great. I've seen videos. I haven't seen them live, but I know many of them, and they're great. And they were also on the cruise. And can you imagine if something happened to them?
I can't imagine. It would have been a tragedy, an unspeakable tragedy.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that, was anyone in this who's watching this video, were any of you on the cruise? If so, like, say something, because Carrie will notice it. I won't notice it.
Oh, Rue's sister was there.
I know, I saw that. I saw that, yeah. Yeah, that was great. That was really great. So should we get to questions?
Yes, let's get to questions. So
I have them in front of me if you want me to read.
We had some people submit questions on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter before we got started tonight. So we're gonna answer some of those questions. And then if you guys have additional questions, hit us up. We'll let you know when to hit us with those questions there. And yeah, so let's start off with the questions that
I have to address this one.
Today.
I have to address this one comment. Yes, Mrs. 2001. I'm sorry. I hate handle names. I like yours. Yours is fine. I don't like saying them. Betty White. Betty White is fine. So, like, we're all like, I hope Betty White is in a bunker somewhere. Someone is protecting her. I hope the government is protecting her. Like, keep her safe.
Yes, we have to keep Betty safe.
All the good vibes. Okay, questions. Do you want to read the first one?
Sure. So Mavagirl21 and Selmizabeth both asked, what do you think of the rumored Golden Girls remake? Who do you want in the cast?
Well, I'll tell you one person. I don't like the idea of a remake. I think that's bullshit. But if no one's asking my opinion on a remake, although I will write on the show if you want me to. The only person that I think absolutely 100% has to be in the remake is Loretta Devine. Loretta Devine has to, 100%, no doubt. Like, give that woman work. She needs to be in the Golden Girls reboot. But that's it. But I don't want it to happen. Leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm kind of there too, that it was such a special show. It's one of those things where it's lightning in a bottle, right? It was a special show at a time, at a place, that it was just a show that we needed right then. And it's a show that I feel like it's still relevant today. So I like the idea of people rediscovering it, of people discovering it for the first time. And I also think that it's sort of, there's just some shows throughout the years that I think would be really hard to do reboots of because of how great the cast was.
Yeah, I think Thomas was right.
It thought the reboot was going to be for gay guys.
So, well, there is, and that actually, there's the friend of the podcast, you know, Stan Zimmerman was behind that pitch, and I don't know where that stands right now, but it was sort of a, I feel like that particular story about the four gay guys with the Golden Girls reboot was more of a way to get people to read an article about this new show, because it really was, I mean, and a lot of times, you know, four older people living together, that is a Golden Girls remake, if you will, but in reality it was like a different idea, but it's still Golden Girls inspired. It's just not a Golden Girls reboot. Yeah,
Fitz, I agree, it would be too hard to recapture the chemistry of the original. I totally agree.
Yeah, yeah, you can't remake perfection. I think Thomas, one of the followers up above, said that. I actually saw that one. See, I'm reading the name, but
yay!
I'm doing good. Okay, I'll read the next question. Okay, how do you think a quarantine episode of the Golden Girls would go? We actually got many questions about how the Golden Girls would handle a quarantine, how an episode would go, all of those things. What do you think?
I feel like Blanche would date that night that she would sneak out of the house for, mm-hmm. right? And she would because it's like the hottest date. She's been dying to grow up with this guy. He's finally single and she's quarantined. And I feel like she would leave behind like a dummy of herself. And like Rose would still think it was Blanche and she'd talk to it. It would be like a potato and some pillows.
But then as soon as Rose finds out that it's a dummy, first she'll have trouble realizing it, but then she'll go to drastic lengths to like get Blanche home by ruining the date, by sabotaging the date. Like Rose will, because Rose will feel it as her duty, just like I do when I'm scrolling through my Instagram stories and I see people out and about like living their lives and like celebrating and stuff. And I'm yelling at them, go home. Why aren't you home? Go home. I'm Rose in that situation. So yeah,
I think. Yes.
And the B story I think would be like Dorothy and Sophia like playing a really mean game of poker or something. Like if they would be home, it would be a home-centered B story.
Yeah.
You know?
I could also see, imagine like if Sophia and Dorothy got into the biggest fight that they'd ever gotten into and they're quarantined, they can't get away from each other. I think it was Vildro maybe who said, would Blanche hoard all the toilet paper? I think Sophia would hoard toilet paper and she would sell it. Like she sold she tried to sell those bacon, lettuce, and potato sandwiches. Like Sophia would make that a hustle. She would have people coming to the door buying toilet paper and Dorothy would be like, Ma, we're supposed to be quarantined. Yeah.
Blanche would never even say the word toilet paper because to Blanche, like she would just be like, no, I don't poop. Of course I don't poop. Like she doesn't want to be associated with something that is gross. She wants to be associated with beauty and glamour. She only uses toilet paper to blot.
I like that, Blanche. I only use toilet paper to blot.
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would be a fun episode. And what they call in the TV industry a bottle episode, which means you stay on the same set. So it's to save money. It's so you don't need to build any what they call swing sets. So like Sophia and Pizza and Knish stand and Max, that would be a swing set. So this would be a bottle episode. It would all just take place in the house. So it'd feel very claustrophobic.
Always offering a masterclass you are in television production.
Yep, free masterclass. Yeah. Rose would be panic banging.
Do you want to read the next question?
Stan would keep trying to come over for toilet paper. Yes. Okay, the next question from Just Julian is, does your favorite Golden Girl ever change?
Well, okay. Let me start this off by saying, as a true Golden Girls fan, I don't think it's appropriate to say or have a favorite Golden Girl. I think you need to love all of them equally. I think it is offensive to say one of them is your favorite. That said, I think you can then say, you know, oh, but I identify more with like a Rose or a Dorothy or a Blanche or whatever. So no, my favorite Golden Girl doesn't change because my favorite Golden Girl is all four of them. However, I am consistently, for the most part, I'm like a Rose with a rising Dorothy in my everyday life. Although Sadie is very Blanche, but not for the sexual stuff, just for like the absurdity.
Mm-hmm. And the sort of outgoing,
yeah,
energetic.
Exactly.
Like a presence in a room.
It's the opposite of me.
You are a presence.
I'm a presence, but I'm definitely not outgoing.
Drinking agua over there, staying hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tea?
It is.
Lovely. Decaf?
Nah, I don't worry about the caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't reached that age yet.
Yeah. let's see. Oh yeah. So my favorite, I mean, I guess I'm sort of the same. I don't think I have a favorite. I identify with Sophia a lot because I love to cook and I feel like I'm very matronly. I'm maternal.
I don't know if that is the word.
I'm a professional writer, you guys. Words are my business.
Literally, as soon as you said matronly, I was like, does that mean
I was too. A little bit went off of my head. I'm very maternal. That's what I meant. Okay. I'm very maternal to Stan, to his little brother. But yeah, there are definitely bits of Dorothy in me. Bits of Blanche, but I feel like Sophia is the one that I tend to feel the most like. But like you, I don't believe I have a favorite character. Yeah.
Okay. I feel that. Do you want to read the next one? Or is that me? I read this one. Okay. This is one that we get a lot. This is one that we get a whole bunch. Any other Out on the Lanai episodes coming up? What's next for us? Like Golden Palace? A lot of people ask that, not just when we sort of announced we were doing this, but also just like when in our everyday lives, people ask us what we're doing with the podcast. And for us, we're just like figuring out what that next thing can be, really. Do you want to add
on that? Yeah, we finished the podcast and I think we both, you know, you had your movie, I was working on school. I think we both just were busy with work and life stuff and we just sort of gave everything a minute to breathe. And we're definitely, I mean, I feel like we definitely got to do more of these Insta Lives for sure. And we will for sure do something together in the not too distant future. We just sort of haven't sat down and had that conversation yet. We certainly love all the suggestions. You want to see an office podcast, a Murder, She Wrote podcast. We definitely hear you guys when you make those suggestions. And once we have that conversation and we have something figured out, you will be the first to know, we promise.
It's true. And that answers another question below, because someone else had a question about me doing a Murder, She Wrote podcast or something. And I think that's great. People want Designing Women as well. The problem with Designing Women, here, let me do real talk about Designing Women. I love Designing Women. I love Delta Burke. You know, I love everything about Designing Women. Designing Women is amazing. But the problem is Designing Women is complicated because, unlike the Golden Girls, they leaned into serious topics in a way that the Golden Girls was able to mix comedy and serious topics together. And so, like, sometimes to do a comedy podcast about Designing Women, it's going to be really difficult because, A, many of the later episodes suck, but also, B, because the whole cast changed, basically. Like, everything changed about the show in the last few seasons. And to make a great recap podcast, I think you need to have a fully, like, the show needs to be the same all the seasons. The core cast of the show needs to be the same. And it doesn't need to change very dramatically. So Designing Women is a complicated one. I think you could do a bits and pieces for a podcast. For Murder, She Wrote, though, that's a good one. But the only other thing with Murder, She Wrote is I think every episode needs to be available streaming somewhere. It just has to be. Like, you have to be able to access the episodes. It either needs to be in constant rotation or like streaming. And Murder, She Wrote for a lot of people is hard to get because only 5 seasons are streaming on Amazon and they're on like Cozy and other channels and stuff, but it's really hard for some people to access. You have to be able to access it if you want to do a podcast, in my humble opinion.
Okay. And that was getting real with H. Alan Scott.
You want to do the next question?
Next question, which came from Nia in the City. What if the Golden Girls woke up in 2020 after being frozen and were forced to shelter in place with in Miami? Who would Blanche try and sneak in? What if Dorothy was forced to be with Stan? Okay, so the girls wake up after, we're heads, we're heads, we're heads. Craziness. It is 2020 and they're in Miami. Oh God, Blanche would immediately discover Tinder and like.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I feel like, well, first off, they only had their heads. So like they wouldn't be able to do very much if they woke up right now and had,
well,
like,
Sophia
literally
had a body.
Sophia had a body, sure, but like the most of them, they'd have to literally shelter in place because they couldn't go anywhere.
I agree, music keeps me alive. Dorothy will be pissed at everything. Dorothy would be like, put me back, freeze me, I'm done.
It's true. Wait, Carrie, I'm going to interrupt this question because I believe that we have a special guest, and I think I might have to lose you for 1 minute. Sorry, everyone, to get this special guest in here.
I will be here patiently waiting.
But if I can't get the special guest in, guys, I'm going to bring Carrie back. But this is going to be, we have a special guest. So 1 second. Let me see if I can do this. Just stay there. Stay. Well, actually, hold on. Let me just say.
Do you need a minute to keep talking?
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay. So, all right. So the girls wake up in 2020. Mrs. 2001 driving Uber, playing her polka tapes. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I am imagining you talking about Rose. Dorothy would have a podcast. Sure, Dorothy would have a podcast. Yes. She would want to get her thoughts and her opinions out. She'd want to rant about Barbara Thorndike. She would have a ton of stuff. Stan, I think, would be going on Shark Tank.
Oh my God, yes, Stan would so be on Shark Tank. You're so right. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I think you just see in the chat our special guest. So I'm going to add our special guest in right quick. Okay, Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you guys, I'm adding a special guest in. Just one second. I'm waiting for our special guest. It's connecting to our special guest. Look, it's our special guest.
Hi.
You're Joan Crawford now, and I love it.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you? I'm just Blanche Devereaux-ing about.
Wait. Oh. Hey. Wait. So, are you doing a Joan Crawford book?
At the moment, yes.
Yeah, I have seen you change. This is the second look I've seen you in so far today.
I know, girl, we're keeping busy.
You are. Sadie will be coming soon, trust me. Probably this weekend, Sadie's coming out.
It's so, like a great way to keep you from, losing your mind completely.
Yes. Completely. Yeah. Okay, so I'm so glad you're here to join this little chat. We literally interrupted our questions to add you in for a moment so you could say hello to everyone.
Yes, of course. I want to just answer the question that you just got.
Okay.
Because it kind of happened with when Uncle Angelo visited and then they got, like, they had a hurricane hit the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothy was like, we could be trapped together for days.
And they were. Well, not days. What were they days? No, just like the night.
Right. And she had to pretend that she was married to Stanley. So I imagine it would be something like that. And Blanche would completely put the entire population of Earth at risk because she would be dressed like a nun and would still go hoeing.
I can imagine Blanche being dressed like a nun and going up to some sexy man who may have corona and just being like, let me help you with that. And just like literally like touching his, she would have no 6 feet social distance at all.
No, she can't. It's not possible.
I mean, I'm trying to imagine Blanche would probably get into Instagram or she'd probably be a cam girl, but like a really sophisticated one.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I have her my bedroom is sort of inspired by Blanche's bedroom.
Oh yeah?
And I had this dream the other night that I could start a cam show, but like dressed like Blanche Devereaux and just be like just show like a little shoulder. I bet there's a market for that.
Yeah, I actually have something from Blanche's bedroom in my apartment that I don't know if I've shown you this.
What is that?
Michael's getting it for me right now. One second. It's something that was in her bedroom on set. And I have a certificate of authenticity
that's what it was.
It is Blanche's tissue box.
Oh, yeah. That is so cute.
Isn't that cute?
I mean, love it. And nowadays the tissues are worth more than the box because of the price.
It's true. It's
that
true.
Is the prettiest thing I've ever seen. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Alaska, I don't want to keep you too long because Carrie's waiting, and you know, I don't want to keep her too long. But I wanted to thank you for doing this. But also, do you want to say anything to the Golden Girls fans, the children out there?
I just want to say my name is Blanche Devereaux. I'm 35 years old. My hair is its natural hue, and it may not be pertinent at the moment, but I am double jointed. Thank you.
When someone asked in the chat before, do you have plans to do more Golden Girls shows coming up?
Not soon. But you never know. I've been working on this sort of like side project that is Golden Girls inspired, and it involves like drawing pictures. Ooh. So I don't know what it is. It's mainly just for fun, but I'll be showing you them for sure. So, and probably the world at large at some point.
Well, we've also, we the four of us had a game, myself, you, Elliot, and Carrie had a game night where we came up with an idea for an opportunity, a Golden Girls opportunity as well. So we'll be talking about that soon, hopefully too.
We thank you so much.
Okay, Alaska, I love you so much. I can't wait to see your third look tonight. And
yeah.
And we love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Stay golden, booby. Okay, guys, I'm getting Carrie back on now. Carrie is coming. Carrie is coming back. Just chill out. I just have to find her because now there's a lot of viewers, and I gotta find Carrie. Say something, please. Hold on, everyone. There you are. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Okay, we're good. We're good. She's getting back on right now. I'm so excited for this. It's waiting. It's connecting. Oh, I feel
there
it.
There you go. Hi. I can't.
Alaska brought in Alaska, a bunch of followers, Jesus and I couldn't Christ. Find you. I couldn't
I
find
We're
you.
Here. I'm so sorry to the 147 people who are here and who just came to see Alaska. That is me. Sorry.
Literally, it's so funny. Alaska joined some. I remember. Okay, this is the fun story from our podcast, guys, that we've talked about quite a bit. But like, so we were doing the podcast for years, and then Alaska DM'd me to do the podcast, and I didn't know who she was. I had no idea because I wasn't like paying attention to anything in the drag world. And then she got on the show, and then all of a sudden she won Drag Race. Literally, like that week, she won Drag Race, and now she's a wonderful, beautiful friend that we love, and we love her so much. But when she joins an Instagram live, she adds in a bunch of people. Which is wonderful. Should we answer more questions?
Yes, let us continue. You have the next one.
I want to ask you this one because I feel like it's appropriate for you. Well, how's married life?
Oh, married life is. Yeah. This is where the numbers are really going to go down. Buckle in, guys.
The pants 527.
Hey, Capricorn Love 87. So married life is fantastic. I guess we'll be married a year in June. And actually, I sent you a little doodle that you were going to show everybody. I don't know if you still have it.
I do. Hold on one sec. I hope it shows up properly. There you go.
Right. So that is the doodle that Stan, it says Stay Golden Carrie, that Stan drew for me before we even started dating. I think I let him borrow a book, and he knew I was a Golden Girls fan, so he returned it to me, and with that little doodle inside, and it was really, really sweet, and and I kept it, so so
that's sweet.
Okay, that's so sweet. But yeah, married life's great. We're very happy, and it's fantastic.
I love that.
Yeah.
You want to read the next question?
Yes. H. Allen, what Debbie wants to know, what's the latest with Sadie Pines?
Oh, she's living. She's doing her thing. She's having fun. She has a live show coming up right after the Corona apocalypse. And, you know, it's going to, there's so many great things. This, at some point, this next, I mean, in the next week, she'll be coming out to do like a live thing. So just stay tuned for some Sadie. Is it my turn? Yeah. I have to ask a question. I have to ask a question. Okay. What is your favorite podcast episode? That's a hard one because it's not your favorite Golden Girls episode. It's your favorite episode of the podcast about Golden Girls.
Yeah.
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 Oh, God.
I think, well, I think the Henny Penny episode has always been a favorite of mine because we had Elliot and Alaska on and there was singing and I feel like we laughed a lot during that episode. That one has always sort of stuck out to me as being a really special one.
That one really is. The Henny Penny episode was really, my favorite episodes are when, because I mean, the podcast, the heart of the podcast is like you and I, of course. But like the four of us together really, I mean, there's a lot of golden energy in that mix, you know what I mean? And we all have our own different abilities and how we approach the Golden Girls. You know, Elliot is really, Elliot's a lot like you, I think, in that you're really methodical about like how you think of the Golden Girls and like the episode structure and like things that don't make sense sometimes in the episodes. Whereas Alaska and I tend to be like, whatever, it's fun. Like, it's just like silly and weird. And yeah, it's, I love it. So I love those episodes. And I love the best of episodes that we did, the four episode compilation that we did.
Yes, that was a fun one.
But my favorite episode of the podcast, I think, was when we did the episode that is literally the worst episode in Golden Girls history, the Empty Nest spinoff episode. Was it the season two closer or three?
Yeah.
I forget what it was. But because I hate that episode so much, I think I had a lot of fun hating that episode because I've never publicly been able to say on the record how much I hate that episode. And it felt good. It felt cathartic.
Yeah. Those are really good ones.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's see. Yukon Sarah wants to know, does Empty Nest count as a spinoff?
I think so. Yes. I think you can say it does. Yes. Because, I mean, it wasn't a direct spinoff because it didn't, like, the first episode of Empty Nest, I don't think had anything to do with Golden Girls in terms of what Empty Nest became, you know, with Richard Mulligan. Because that first episode, I don't think has anything to do with Golden Girls, but the idea came from Golden Girls.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So, yes, I would consider it a spinoff.
Okay, so the other questions we have, actually the last two questions have nothing to do with the Golden Girls, which feels unfortunate. So we'll add in another Golden Girls thing.
Plus, I'm sure these guys have questions. We can answer these guys' questions too.
Yeah, well, let's look at these two questions that people sent in because they're important. Okay. Someone said they love School, the show that you write on, Carrie, and what's your favorite episode of School?
Oh, yes, that came from Kevin Hernandez. Thank you, Kevin. So glad that you love the show. I think my favorite episode was season one, an episode called Lainey and Erica's High School Reunion, which was a little play on Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion. And I liked it because I think it's a relatable story where, you know, you reach a certain age of adulthood and you sort of see where your friends are at and where you're at, and just sort of having these feelings of like, am I doing well enough? Am I good enough? And just how those relationships kind of grow and change as you do get older. My favorite moment on the show, which I think I posted it on our social media not long ago. Guys, I slip in Golden Girls jokes and references wherever I can. And first in the pilot episode of School, the first episode, there's a Golden Girls reference in a clip. And then there's an episode where Principal Glasscock, played by Tim Meadows of SNL fame, is talking about how he goes outside and he cloud watches. And they were like, oh, he's gonna see a cloud in the sky. What should it look like? And without skipping a beat, I was like, Pat Sajak riding his dolphin side saddle. And they put it in the script. And they were like, that was fast. And I was like, I just, you know. And they took out the word side saddle. Don't know why. But so I posted the clip. So you see Tim Meadows looking at the sky and he's like, that cloud looks like Pat Sajak riding a dolphin. And I lost it. It went through, they shot it, they edited it. And I was like, it's a great little, and these are the things I try to do for you guys. I think there's gonna be one more Golden Girls episode reference in the second to last episode. And if that makes it, I will also, you know, capture some video and post it, and it will be,
this is
what I do.
I think in like 20 years time, right, when you've written on a bunch of shows and like you have a big resume and everything's going on, I am gonna be sitting in my studio apartment with my cat, and I'm gonna edit together a video of all the moments in your work that you've dropped in Golden Girls references. So it'll be like those Pixar Easter egg YouTube videos that people
are. Or you'll be sitting right next to me, because when we have a show together someday.
Yeah, you'll never be able to afford me. That's the problem. that's the real problem. No, but I can't wait. I can't wait for that. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Let's take some questions from people in the chat, because the last one we kind of asked, we already answered. It was about Murder, She Wrote. And yes. I see even in the chat, a lot of people are talking. I love Murder, She Wrote. Let me tell you a little fun thing about Murder, She Wrote. So I was interviewing RuPaul for like something. And I have known for a long time that RuPaul is a big, in between his fracking, he is a big lover of Murder, She Wrote. You know, he loves Murder, She Wrote. And so I asked him a question about Murder, She Wrote, the drag episode about Murder, She Wrote, thinking that he would probably not have much to say about it. He literally said the episode number, the people who starred in the episode, the actors' names, the characters' names, like insane amount of knowledge about Murder, She Wrote. He is an encyclopedia about Murder, She Wrote. So I do think that if anyone does a podcast about Murder, She Wrote, it probably should be RuPaul. But yeah, no, I... There might be a Murder, She Wrote something in the future. I don't know. I love Murder, She Wrote, and it's always on my mind. So, maybe.
A few people are asking how Frasier's doing.
Oh, how Frasier's doing? Oh, where is Frasier? Can you bring him to me? Do you see him?
Do you know how many times during the podcast Frasier would, like, jump on my shoulder and scare the shit out of me?
Well, now he does that to Michael. Michael's the one that he scares. Michael's bringing Frasier over right now. He was sleeping. Sorry, everyone. This is Frasier. Say hello to Frasier. He does not want to be on camera. He is not into this. He's not having this. But yeah, Frasier is doing great, you guys. He's lovely, and he misses all of you, except for right now, because he wants to sleep.
B.S. Carton 30 says, if there was a season 8, what episode plot would you have liked to see? I would have liked to have seen season 8 start with Dorothy and Blanche's uncle getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And she moves back in.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's what I would have seen is she's divorced day one, and the women have to try to cheer her up. And it's like a fun episode where it's about all the women rallying around Dorothy to cheer her up because she's getting divorced.
Kevin said Halloween episode. Yes, I agree. There should have been a Halloween episode. But I have
yes,
a feeling the women...
they dressed up enough.
I had a feeling the women were probably like, we're older. We're not going to do a Halloween episode. No, we're not doing that. You know what what I would have loved in a season 8? What I often think about the show is... So if you think about it, the entire run of the series... And you know me, if you listen to the podcast religiously, you know that I hated Ronald Reagan. And the run of the series was under both Republican administrations. It was like Reagan and then Bush, and then it ended. I would have loved to have seen jokes about Clinton. I would have loved what the girls would have to say about the Lewinsky affair. Like, I would have loved if the show, even though I think it ended when it needed to end, I would have loved to have seen like how Dorothy would have responded to Clinton, or how, you know what I mean? Like, so much in the world changed when Clinton became president, because it just became a different type, like we talk about sex differently, and I think the Golden Girls really helped usher in that conversation. But I would have loved to have seen the girls go there. You know what I mean?
Chrissy wants to know if we could be quarantined with any Golden Girl, who would it be? And hello, Benjamin! Missing you dearly, too. All of you guys, this is so nice. I'm
missing people using the word dearly.
Trolls left. They were so mean.
Yeah, who were the trolls? I guess they were
Alaska. I don't know. They like come in armies. Like, they feel like they're the same kids who just shoot you in Red Dead Online when you're playing and you're just trying to like bring your furs to the trader and make some money.
You know, sorry, I don't think
Red Dead Online and I get shot by kids. Anyway.
I pay the haters no mind.
If we had to be quarantined with any Golden Girl, who would it be?
That's a really difficult question. Let me just say that right from the beginning, because they each uniquely have abilities that would make quarantine really fun. You know what I mean? Dorothy mm-hmm. would be great for conversation. Great for conversation. Like, you would never be bored with Dorothy. Sophia would be great for the food. I mean, you would gain so much weight from that pasta. Let's be real. Like, she would find ways of just like, I don't know how she would do it. Blanche, though, I actually think I would do it with Rose. I think I would be quarantined with Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Because Blanche eventually, after 2 weeks, would make that uncomfortable reference where she would look at you on the couch and, you know, like Rose would then all of a sudden get like, you want to make out with me? Like, you want to sleep? You know, you remember that moment?
Yeah.
That's what it would be like with Blanche. And I don't know if I want that.
I'm going to say Sophia, because she knows how to cook and she'd cook a lot of good spaghetti and meatballs.
It's true. It's true.
Let's see. I'm going to answer a couple of these quickly. Miss Katie Martin, any chance of a Golden Palace podcast? I mean, I feel like we've already kind of talked about this. We covered a couple of episodes of the Golden Palace, but overall as a series, it's just not the same without Bea Arthur. So we just didn't want to cover it as sort of a separate podcast.
We do have one question that someone submitted in through the Instagram's Q&A that I am just now seeing because I'm an idiot. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see. How do you think the girls would be on social media, most likely to be active on Twitter or the Gram, et cetera? I think Blanche would probably be the biggest one. I think she would be all about Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? Like, all about Instagram. And I think Rose would have a lot of fun with TikTok.
Yes.
Like, I think that would be... And Dorothy would be about Facebook. She'd be that lady who's sharing all those political arguments on Facebook, like just constantly on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see if there are any other questions in there that are good.
I also saw one from, where is it? I saw a question. Kids wants to know, favorite guest star from the series?
Debbie Reynolds.
Oh, Debbie Reynolds was good.
Yeah, Debbie Reynolds for sure. 100%.
Favorite guest star.
It's hard.
It's such a small moment, but I did love seeing Julio Iglesias sing with Sophia in that episode. Yeah, when they're singing, especially because I think in like a behind the scenes, we learned that he was really nervous, so she said she would sing with him. And we also know that Estelle Getty sometimes suffered from stage fright. So I think that that was just a really sweet moment, just kind of knowing what the backstory was of the two of them singing together.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls' reactions when they see Burt Reynolds is obviously huge.
So I have, Carrie, I think we have time for like two more questions.
Okay.
I have both of them, and I think... I think you're going to love both of them.
Great.
Hold on. So the first one is, do you think the Cheese Man is still looking for Miles?
That's you a mean hard Nick? One. You mean yeah. Nick?
Yeah. Yeah. I, as you all probably know, I fucking hated Miles. I only like Miles in Freaky Friday. And I think Miles deserves to be caught. I think the Cheese Man should have caught Nick, and I think he should have done just mean, dirty, cheesy things with him.
Do I think the Cheese Man is still looking for Miles? I like to imagine that, yes, that the Cheese Man is, like, sitting in prison somewhere, like, waiting for the day that he gets paroled so that he can find Miles, Nick, Samuel, whomever. Yeah, I think he's still looking. He'll look. He'll get out of prison and he'll keep looking for him.
Yeah, Miles deserves to go. Okay, so the last question that I have, it's not on screen, but I do want to address it because it is probably, I think we get two questions more than anything. One is, when are you going to do more episodes of Out on the Lanai? And the second question we always get is, are you going to cover Golden Palace? Now, Golden Palace. We did cover two episodes on Out on the Lanai before we finished, you know, Out on the Lanai. We did two episodes. We did the premiere episode and we did the Dorothy episode, which I think is the fourth episode, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. We are not going to cover Golden Palace. I'll let Carrie say why, because I feel like I don't do it justice.
Yeah, and I think I answered this question a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, it's we just didn't feel it was the same without Dorothy, and it just, you know, we did want to cover the pilot and cover the two episodes that Bea Arthur appeared in, but otherwise it wasn't something that we were interested in doing an entirely new podcast about. And we also didn't want to cover every episode of Golden Palace. We just wanted to cover those few. That was just a choice that we made. You know, we still enjoyed the episodes that we did see. It just kind of wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do your Blanche voice. Do your Blanche voice.
Oh, okay. What should I say as Blanche? Put some stuff below, guys, and I'll just start saying it.
Oh, just say things, guys. Just write Blanche lines.
Right. Blanche Give me lines. Your best Blanches.
Oh, my
Give
God. This is Blanches. So good. I love this. Write Blanche lines. Any lesbian. Do anything.
Lesbian. you can't forgive us Baptists. many men eat dirt and die trash. Lesbian. Well, I do declare. Little boy holds the sunshine in the bag. Quiet, you trash. Aurora. Yay. Shrimp.
Okay, we gotta cut this off. We gotta stop. Okay.
I can't trust you. You're from Minnesota. We're collecting clothes for
you guys,
sex
I
and needy people.
We've started a monster here. Carrie, we have to, I think we have to end this because we've gone a half an hour longer than we said we would.
Get off my lanai.
Oh my God. Wait, so you guys, should we do more of this?
Have you been drinking?
Should we do more of this?
Oh, yes, we should.
I think we should. Yes, I think we should.
Cassie, we miss you too.
Yes.
I think that we should, I went to prom with the Yankee. I think that we should end this with a sing-along.
Oh my God, we should with the sing-along. You're right.
Okay, and guys, all of you at home, if you want, sing-along with us. Let this be a sing-along. We're all going to sing in bass.
Oh, wait.
The girls.
If everyone's ready? If everyone's going to sing,
three,
hold on.
Two, put your mask on. One. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you for being a friend. Dun, 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 dun. Travel down the road back again. Your heart is true.
Go buy this.
If you threw a party. Hi, Trish. Invited everyone you knew.
The biggest gift would be from me. And the car attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Bum, 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 bum. Guys, fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
So much
it was
fun.
Really nice talking to all of you today. We want you to stay safe.
Yes.
Keep watching the Golden Girls. We're going to get through this.
We're totally going to get through this, and Carrie and I will do more of this, and we'll you know, follow us both on Instagram, follow Carrie. Carrie, what's your socials?
Oh, I haven't done this in so long. I am Squid Eat Squid on Twitter and at Squidzy on Instagram.
Yeah, and I'm H. Allen Scott on everything, and Sadie Pines on everything, and all those other things. So stay in touch with us. Keep DMing us. Keep sharing all your Golden Girls love, because we share it right back with you. And before you know it, we'll be back here out of tune, singing badly. It's going to be great.
Yes. Oh. Love you guys so much. And remember, as always,
stay golden.
Stay golden.
Oh, we're mwah, off. It's mwah, internet speed. Mwah, you know? Mwah, 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 mwah. Social distance, Carrie. Social distance. Bye.
Bye, guys.
I've been dying to tell you, Teresa.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I sell my nudes to my reply guys.
I used to bartend foot fetish parties.
I cannot take a shit in a public restroom.
Hey, it's your girl, Father Longlegs, Daddy T. You know me, it's Teresa Lee. Everyone has secrets, and that's what makes us human. On You Can Tell Me Anything, I ask some of the funniest comedians I know to tell me something they want to get off their chest. From secret past lives, like working in porn casting, to embarrassing stories like pooping on Canal Street in broad daylight, there's nothing you can't tell me. So listen to You Can Tell Me Anything, available now on Hoo Ha Ha Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Hoo Ha Ha Podcast.